the kingdom of heaven is like a parable, right there in front of us, if only we had the eyes to see it and the mind to understand it. The kingdom of heaven is like the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the realm of God, the reign of God, that's R-E-I-G-N, like a king who reigns or a queen who reigns. The beloved community, the kingdom of heaven is like all of those things. They're all names for the same thing. The kingdom of God is like, it's a good one, the kingdom of God is like the holy city, the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And a loud voice from the throne saying, see, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them, they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more, mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away. And the one seated on the throne saying, see, I am making all things new. The kingdom of heaven is in Revelation, as well as in Matthew and other places in the Bible. The kingdom of God is like a presence in our own lives, in our own bodies, not just in heaven after we die, in the great beyond, but here, for us, even now. Even now. The kingdom of God is like having the wisdom to know that we do not have all the answers, and the humility to ask for help, and to seek new knowledge for the good of others, not only for ourselves. The reign of God is like the Spirit, helping us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. Because the kingdom of heaven is in Paul's letters, like to the Romans as well. The reign of God is like all things working together for the good of those who love God. The kingdom of God is like Hope Church, where every Sunday feels like a family reunion. Where in person, y'all would just sit and visit all day, and I don't know, if you didn't have something else going on. And even here on Zoom, where everybody is reaching out as much as possible to one another to see who is missed. The beloved community is like the connections we experience with one another, even in the midst of a pandemic, on the phone or on Zoom video chat or in person at distance, or maybe even sneaking a hug once in a while if we're pretty sure it's safe. Maybe. The realm of God is like being convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the kingdom of heaven. This is the beloved community. This is the way God wants us to live with one another. I always have trouble talking about this reading from, especially the end of the Romans reading here, this promise that Paul claims for us, that God's love for us in Jesus Christ is for us. Because it's just so good. I can't improve on it. I can't add anything to it. It's just what it is. It's such a comforting and powerful message that nothing that we do and nothing that happens to us can separate us from the love of God for us. Nothing that no mistake we make can exile us from God. And nothing that happens to us, no abuse that happens to us, no hurt that happens to us, no illness that happens to us, not even death itself happening to us, can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. When Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven in Matthew and all these parables, and he goes through, the kingdom of heaven is like this, and like this, and like this, and my eyes kind of glaze over sometimes, and I have a hard time following exactly what's going on. And the parables use images that made a lot of sense to the people then, but even the listeners were confused what Jesus meant a lot of the time. And now even the images and the words he uses aren't always familiar to us, and so we have that extra layer of confusion on top of these parables that are not always easy to understand. The kingdom of heaven, like a mustard seed or like yeast, the kingdom of heaven is something that grows, that suffuses everything, that transforms everything around us, our whole world, the whole of creation, as we heard last week from Romans, our bodies, as we heard last week from Romans, our whole lives. Everything is different in the realm of God. Because the point of all of this is that this is what God wants for us. This is the world, the life that God desires for us. God doesn't just want good for us after we die. That was the message that, early in this country, for instance, that white people who enslaved Africans would tell them, they taught them Christianity, so they'd say, oh, don't worry, you'll have heaven after you die. So right now, you can just work yourself literally to death. That was the message. It was all about what happened after. And sure, there's comfort in that message that we will be with God forever. But God also wants good for us right now, in this life, here, today. God wants to be connected to us. God wants us to be connected to one another. God wants us to love God and to love one another and to love ourselves. And none of those things is easy in a pandemic. And none of those things is necessarily easy in a time when racial strife and trauma are all around us. When overt forms of hate are popping up in our towns. What was it yesterday in Marshall, Minnesota? The people showed up in Nazi masks and were, I don't know, I heard they got punched and maybe arrested too. So I think the kingdom of God is like getting Nazis punched at Walmart. I didn't know that one until recently. Kingdom of God is an opportunity for us to live new lives. Following Jesus together to try to participate in God's work all around us. It's not easy. And if, you know, in a normal sermon, I would want to have specific examples of what it looks like to be God's presence, to live in this kingdom of heaven, in this beloved community. But Jesus' own teachings today just kept going with these parables, so I think I should just keep it mysterious and let you imagine for yourselves what it looks like, what it feels like, what it actually is on the ground to do these things. The kingdom of God is not easy to understand, but it's not for us to understand. It's for us to live, to experience, to be grateful for. Speaking of being grateful, for the first time in the history of this pandemic, I'm going to take the advice of our bishop and every other preacher I've talked to and actually preach shorter than I usually do. So the kingdom of heaven is like having the wisdom to know when to shut up, just that one time, to listen for what God has to say. Amen.